There's a lean again. I'm worried about you.
And I'm not, dude. You're worried about the beans.
Well, you've got to fill this in. Tell Ray what's gone on here in the last hour.
Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. So, Ray, Kraft and Heinz, they were nice enough to send a gift basket to only one of us, the O-Dog, because he was talking about, you know, his palate yesterday and what type of food he likes. And there is a can of brown beans that he ate in a break, about five scoops, and it was about it was about 45 minutes ago, and I'm worried about this guy. He's had a lean on his face. It's starting to contort. I'm nervous about what is going to happen in the studio.
Well, we saw our NBA guys go through a torturous interview.
Yes.
Or a segment where an unbeknownst panelist had had a backflux on him.
That was a sewer job by Roddy Black, though. He was like, there's a gas leak in the building. Sorry, people. And as soon as he said that, it was all game over.
Well, don't you think Hayes is going to do that as soon as you come out of your shorts?
No, I've been doing it for an hour now.
I know, but it hasn't happened. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but if he craps his pants, it's going to be front and center, and we'll talk about it for 30 minutes.
No, that's not going to happen.
Well, why? Are you a professional?
Yeah, no kidding. What are you, like a beans-eating professional where somehow
I think he's a Holly Walnuts. What's that guy's name that eats all the hot dogs?
Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut. Yeah.
No, I think he's going to be Affy Barnrat from last year. Was that at the Open, or where was that? Affy Barnrat.
Yeah, Barnrat. He had white pants on, didn't he? And he went south on him.
Yeah.
He might have blown a wheel, but yeah, I'm concerned about your whole well-being.
I'm all good, man.
I got
a toothache.
I'm concerned about those ripped jeans. I think those things are going to be in tatters by the end of the afternoon.
Yeah, they could be a problem. If it goes south, they could be a problem.
They're nervous. Yeah. If they could speak, they'd say they're nervous.
Let's just say they're old, they're tight, and they're thin. So it could be a mess.
Anyway, Zach Hyman returning tomorrow night. What are you looking for out of him?
Well, I'm not looking for him to replace Marner, that's for sure. I mean, he's going to be fired up. He's going to play 14 minutes, and he's going to be exhausted because no matter what he's been doing, it's not the same. And if he gets into a couple of cycle grindy shifts, he's going to be cooked. He's in great shape like all the players, but he'll be cooked if he runs into a couple of those. So it'll be a first step for him, and I'm sure they're pumped to get him back. I mean, like, why wouldn't they be?
Well, exactly. And the Islanders are going to play a physical style of game.
Yeah, it is.
Like, they cycle with the best of them. They make you work for every inch on the ice. I think in a way that could be helpful for him because it's a game where he should really be a prime, part of the program. But he may want, Detroit at home, Ottawa at home.
Well, and at
maybe a bit of a layup.
And Nassau Coliseum, too. Like, this isn't in Brooklyn. They play different in Nassau. You know that Tavares chants and stuff are going to come out. Like, this is going to be a hostile crowd. I don't think it's going to be as hostile as it was last year.
No, they can't replicate that every single time he's back.
It's still a sensitive crowd when it comes to John Tavares.
They should be happy. Look how well they've played ever since he left.
I understand that, but I did a game there, what was that, 10 days ago? And Gord tweeted out a picture of the guy wearing, this was an Ottawa Islander game, and the guy was wearing a Trader jersey. There were several Tavares jerseys where things were crossed off, and a fan stopped me because he knows I live in Toronto and was ranting about Tavares. Like, it's a sore spot. At what point does it go away? I don't know.
Never, I would guess. It will soften if they win a championship without him.
Yeah.
He'll be their version of Vince Carter. When the Raptors won, for some reason, it was like, well, Vince is okay in our books now.
Yeah.
But
Denny Potvin was retired for 35 years, and they were still chanting. I mean, I know that's the Rangers, but it's the same general mindset. That's not going away. See, the problem with playing the Islanders for Hyman, though, to get back to that, is that they do grind. There is going to be cycle. There is going to be a lot of back and forth. Like, you know, you're in one corner, you go to the other corner, you go back behind the net. He's going to get gassed. Like, that's going to be hard for him. But you can never get better until you get through those first couple of games. It's the same that way when you've been out this long. It's the same for everybody.
How big of an opportunity is this for Jason Spezza, who's going to probably play further up the lineup, but when they're all healthy, he's going to be on the fourth line again. I think he's dealing with an interesting paradox here. Like, does he play a puck possession type of game? Does he play a game where he tries to contribute offensively and look like the Jason Spezza we've seen for the past 15 years?
Right.
Or does he have to take this opportunity where he's in the lineup, where he proves to Babcock he can play a fourth-line type of style?
Well, I don't think he can be the old Spezza because he's not the old Spezza. But the other reason is that older player, longer ago, the younger Spezza, was allowed to make a turnover. You could turn it over because he was going to out-turnovers 3-1 or whatever it was. He's not going to get that same opportunity here. I think he has to play solidly. He has to protect the puck. He has to make good decisions with it. And then when the time comes, he'll still, his hands are there. They're still what they are. So he'll be able to make a play that another fourth liner can't make. But if he doesn't play responsibly, then Babs isn't going to trust him whenever and whenever all these guys get back to a full lineup. And he won't play him. He's already shown he's not going to play Spezza just because they have him there.
What do you think this Kaskasui's thinking?
He's excited. I watched him play one period in the preseason out in St. John's, and my view was he was behind the play. Like he was, like, to keep up to the play, he was a little behind it. His reads were a little bit slow.
Is any goalie set up for this format, Ray? I mean, everybody has a different opinion. Carlo this morning, I think he basically said he talked to a goalie and said it's just set up for failure. I mean, is there a different way to approach it, or is this is the way they're doing it and they believe that's the right way, so figure out a way to get it done?
Yeah, I think it's the second part. It's like figure out a way to get it done. I really do believe, though, that there's different ways to get Freddie Anderson to 60 games, and not all of them are just playing the second game of back-to-backs. There's not going to be enough of that. Like, eventually, whoever the backup is going to have to play a standalone game. And the part I can't quite get my head around is when Babcock says, what if we lose the first game with the backup, and then with the starter, you lose the second? Well, that could happen, sure, but the guy's either an NHL goalie or he's not. And if he's not an NHL goalie, then go find one. Because you can't expect a guy to have success when every time he plays, the ball is rolling downhill at him to start. And that's what happened to Hutchinson. Number one. Number two, he didn't stop enough pucks. Number three, he's in the minors now. And I can't imagine that Kaskasuo is going to have great success because he's never played in the league and now he's going to get the back-to-back all the time. Like, how's that going to work?
I don't think it's going to change, though. Babcock said today, new goalie, but same philosophy. So at Pittsburgh on Saturday night.
It is, but the thing is, I don't see, when I read the notes in SportsScan in the morning, I don't see complaints from Yaro Halak, Thomas Greiss, Hudobin, guys that are playing in those roles. Now, they play a little bit more because they're in platoon systems, but a traditional backup, I don't hear anything. Aaron Dell hasn't had a great season, and San Jose's been a mess, but like, that's a guy who's in the traditional too.
Here's your opportunity, man.
Yeah. There's no excuses. I want to defend Michael Hutchinson because I know exactly how he feels. But guess who else feels the same way? Curtis McElhinney in Tampa. He's not getting the primo starts. Guess who's getting them? Vasilevsky, the Vezina winner. Okay. Keith Kincaid, making 1.75, is getting garbage starts because guess who's getting the great starts? Carey Price, the best goalie in the world.
Yeah, but Noodles, there's one other thing. Each guy you mentioned is better than both Hutchinson and Kaskasuo.
Correct. That's the one thing that is, I think is the shining thing. It doesn't matter. You're placing a guy who I don't know if he's ready to play in the National Hockey League in a bad spot. Like that's I don't. This isn't a guy. Yeah, he's 6-1 in the AHL. Let's not forget they got a bunch of guys down there making $700,000. Like this is, you know, the AHL team is stacked technically because they have some NHL ready players there too. Like that could be a
little bit. Yeah, the Marlies are playing by a different set of rules.
Exactly.
Than the majority of American Hockey League teams.
But when they won the AHL championship, they had the same type of.
Well, Jerry Sparks was front and center.
AHL goaltender of the year, but he also had. They had a $10+ million payroll
mm-hmm.
when everyone else was at 2.5 or 3. So it you're right. It's a different playing field for the Marlies because they can flex their financial strength.
Well. I mean, it's a big opportunity for him on Saturday night.
It is.
From a career perspective, from a fan base's standpoint, if he plays well, people are going to crown him. And we don't know if Crosby's going to play on Saturday night. He's not playing tonight.
Yeah, he's dinged up.
I haven't seen anything on...
Yeah, people are always questioning, like, what's up with him?
Right.
Like, what is the injury?
Well, he got hit in the foot with
yeah.
a shot.
I thought it was the foot, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but Letang's in the same thing. So Toronto might get in there with both Letang and Crosby out of the lineup.
That's probably a bonus, I would say. I mean,
I would say whoever's replacing them is not going to be as good.
Exactly.
I think there's a pretty good chance you're not going to replace 87. But, you know, Pittsburgh, they're in one of those spots. You know, I've been trying to figure this out. We're so early into the season, but... you know, how many teams from the Metro are going to get in? It feels like Washington is just going to run away. The Islanders feel like they're probably going to run away or at least be in contention. Then you got Philly, Pittsburgh, Carolina. You know, those three teams, and I'm not sure how you would rank those teams. I'm not sure you can really separate them based on anything outside of the star power that we know is in Pittsburgh with Crosby and Malkin when they're healthy and they're chugging.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like. It seems like we're going to need one team to go on a real run here to separate themselves, or else that's going to be kind of a muddle. You know, that nobody's really going to going to have a clear path.
Well, I still think the East is going to be fascinating. I've said this all along. Like, the Atlantic is going to be an absolute battle. And I know we get on Babcock. But he's looking at it too, going, Florida's not going anywhere. Like, you know, the teams in that division are going to challenge you every night. So they're going to steal points off you if you're not at the top of your game.
Yeah.
That's
Boston's the only team I have full confidence in. I think they can deal with anything. They can handle anything. I expect that they're going to get in. I'm waiting for Tampa to run off like 10 in a row and say, here we go.
They're going to catch some games up, so that they'll be
we're
fine.
Over the Columbus sweep. We're back. Let's go. But, yeah, you're right. Montreal, Florida, Toronto, Buffalo.
Like,
there's four teams that are just hovering around the same spot.
Exactly. And that's the concerning part is it's not – I don't know if that separation is going to come. And if it – the longer it goes – that's where the Leafs may be leaving some points on the board because they're going to go into Buffalo, and that's not a team if they
it's not a layup anymore.
It's not a layup, exactly. That's concerning.
Well, it'll be interesting to see Kaskasuo because they don't have another option. It's not like they can go get another guy and spend any more than they're spending. Like, they can't do that either. So it's going to be this will be an interesting week for them to see how they navigate it and, of course, how they play their lineup and get done without Marner in it for the next month or so.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Three tough games. Islanders, Boston, Pittsburgh. All right, buddy. Good stuff. We'll do it tomorrow at 5.
I got one question. Oh, when you eat a can of beans that big, like, are you full or, like,
no,
you want to eat again?
By the way, it's not like a giant can. It's not like a massive jar of pickles. It's a can of beans.
That's a good size can. Like, it's a can.
It's 400 milliliters.
Yeah, but you know how you eat when I eat Chinese food, which I love.
Yeah.
Like an hour later, I'm hungry again. Like, is that what it is like with those beans? Like, I don't know. I'm asking.
When you be quiet, we're going to go to commercial, and I'm going to go to my next item. So let's.
That was an appy.
Stop asking questions.
Well, good luck to all three of you for the rest of the afternoon.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Ray. We need it. We'll keep you posted.
Please, oh, I'm looking on Twitter. There better be an update.
Yeah, there will be. Watch CP24. Forget Twitter.
Guys in hazmat suits in the 6 o'clock hour.
Radio host.
Just watch on TV and see if Hayes has any eyebrows left at 7 p.m.
They're going to have an air ambulance to Sunnybrook. The military is going to storm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to change the name of the show to Ghostbusters.
All right, buddy.
Awesome, boys. Have a good one. See you.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com.